Jekka News, you need to know now.
Baie koud oor Gauteng in die Noordwes, koel in Mpumalanga en Limpopo waar dit vanoggend ook bewolk sal wees. Dit sal ook nat en winderig raak oor die suidelike dele van die Noordwes en die Vrystaat. Pretoria vandag op na 17, Johannesburg se maksimum is net 13 grade. Emalahleni en Polokwane 24, Mbombela 22, Rustenburg 15 grade.
En die verkeer vanoggend is natuurlik daai ongeluk, wissels van voertuig skies in Sunning Hill. Dis op die N1 Noord na die Rowenia weg afrit en dit veroorsaak baie swaar verkeer.
Ons wag om te hoor wat die uitkoms was van die vergadering tussen Elon Musk se Starlink-span en Suid-Afrikaanse ambtenare. Hulle het na berig word in die vroeë oggendure ons tyd in Washington vergader om Starlink na Suid-Afrika te bring. Swart bemagtigingswetgewing vereis dat 'n maatskappy so groot so Starlink 30% swart eienaarskap moet hê. Maar Bloomberg berig dat 'n sogenaamde gelykheidsopsie ingebring kan word waar volgens Starlink in infrastruktuur en eerder in opleiding moet belê. En die weer is perfek vir vandag se internasionale teedag. Tee is een van die wêreld se oudste drankies en word naas water die meeste gedrink. Daar word beraam dat 3 miljard koppies tee wêreldwyd per dag gedrink word. Ek skaar dit Suza, meer nie om 9.
The 2025-26 URC fixtures will be released later today at 1 o'clock to be exact. And the little bird told me that the Vodacom Bulls will open their campaign against the Ospreys on Saturday, the 27th of September at 2 o'clock. But nobody knows. 14-year-old Vaibhav Suryavashni impressed again with a 57 in Rajasthan Royals' 6-wicket win over Chennai Super Kings in the IPL. Suryavashni became the youngest player to hit a professional T20 century earlier the tournament. His 50 helped Rajasthan complete a consolation victory to end their tournament with 2.4 overs to spare. It's unbelievable that he's so young. The IPL final will be played in Ahmedabad. That's according to the country's cricket board. The tournament resumed last Saturday after being paused due to the conflict between India and Pakistan, forcing a revised schedule, with the final now taking place on the 3rd of June, 9 days later than initially planned. The second tennis major of the year, the French Open, officially gets underway on Sunday with the draw set for tomorrow. Reigning champion Carlos Alcaraz, considered the men's favorite, ahead of world number one Jannik Sinner. Arina Sabalenka is seeded top of the women's draw ahead of Coco Gauff. The reigning champion Iga Swiatek, though, is gunning for a fourth successive Roland Garros title. And Pep Guardiola said he will quit as manager of Manchester City if he's given a big squad to select from after the summer transfer market. A number of senior players were not included in their squad for last night's win. Guardiola says he's unhappy at leaving so many players out. The Citizens moved to third in the league. I'm Colin Jinga, and that's a Jekka Sport.
Jacaranda FM plays music. You love. Like this.
Both in-